This is the American Ag Network Week in Review. In the show today, Rusty Halvorsen gets us caught up on the week's top news.
This past week, we visited with Scott Sanders, General Manager at Peterson Farm Seed, about maintaining good relationships when it comes to agronomic solutions in these new times. 2020 has certainly presented challenges in many various ways, many nuances. Let's look ahead to 2021. What are you doing at Peterson Farm Seed as we look ahead to next year, even though we are still working through this growing season?
You bet. Well, we certainly want to acknowledge 2020 was a tough year, whether you're talking economic conditions or just simple weather conditions with prevent plant, et cetera. We were faced with many challenges on our own farm. But through that, you know, we've definitely stayed positive and focused on the future, which for us right now is 2021. So we're ready to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. Basically, we want to say that we're here. We're solid. We're not going anywhere. In fact, during this pandemic, we've continued to hire and grow our team. We've just hired, in fact, I believe they're here today kind of doing some onboarding, a couple of regional sales agronomists, one in our southern Minnesota territory, and another one in our eastern North Dakota, kind of western Minnesota territory. So we're very excited and certainly continuing to look to grow. And then when you talk about crops, we're really looking forward to some great yields this fall. The reports that we're hearing that crops are looking great. So now we just need the weather to hold, and hopefully harvest can be done sometime before this next March.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, Scott, as you mentioned, you are solid at Peterson Farm Seed. For the product lineup, the choices, the agronomic solutions beyond just seed, you've always stood by grower customers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've always believed in helping our growers raise their yields through more bushels. And we're independent, so we have access to all the traits that farmers want, which are protected by the genetics they need. And we've got supply for 2021. We run the largest independent research program in the upper Midwest, so we know what performs here, and just as importantly, what doesn't perform here. We've got a team also dedicated, when you start talking about some of the non-seed solutions that we've got a team dedicated to finding the needle in the haystack, so to speak, in precision ag. With Verimax, we've got an in-season variable rate nitrogen solution, Climate Field View, which I know a lot of people are familiar with. We support that through data integration and helping and make that applicable and usable on your farm. And then finally, a lot of people don't know about this, but we work very closely with Sony. And yes, that's the Sony that a lot of you have TVs that are from the Sony brand, but they do a lot of other things specifically with cameras. And our team and Nolan Berg has really worked closely with Sony over the last handful of years to develop a camera and a software that has made the idea of stand counts using a drone possible. So we're focused with all of those things really on one thing, and that's helping our customers raise more bushels. And that goes way beyond just selling seed. We like to say at Peterson we do the right thing, not the easy thing. And that's everything from research and product selection to insanely high quality standards and customer service.
I like that. I like that a lot, doing the right thing. And kind of off topic and off the grid of the questions that they offered us to visit about today, Scott, but when we talk about Sony and we talk about cameras, let's talk about webcams. Let's talk about Zoom. How have you changed some of the way that you're visiting with your customers in a new and innovative way? I mean, we still have the face-to-face meetings, but we're doing a lot of things a lot differently these days, Scott.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think if I think back about the timing of the March when the coronavirus pandemic really kind of took foothold in North Dakota and in Minnesota and South Dakota with our territories and really across the country, we do use Zoom quite a bit. We do use Microsoft Teams, and that was really an internal meet with our employees sort of tool, and that has worked really well. It's kept us all linked. It's kept our culture strong. But we've also attempted and have used it a handful of times with our customer base, with our dealers. But I will say the one thing we can't ever take away in this industry specifically is getting out and meeting face-to-face with our customers. Now, we don't do the Zoom meetings with them very often simply because the one-offs are more difficult. But we've changed a lot of our procedures to make sure that We do paperless deliveries, paperless handoffs, things like that to keep everybody safe, but still get that eyeball-to-eyeball relationship with our customers, which really in the agriculture industry is the root of a strong relationship, is being able to get out there and talk to somebody. So while internally at our business, tools like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and video conferencing have really helped us for the continuity of our business and really not seeing anything slip as far as our day-to-day operations, I don't know that they'll ever take the place of getting out and meeting with our customers in the field, which is really what we're all about.
Absolutely. Let's talk, Scott, about one of the strengths of your company and one of the strengths of your relationship that rewards the customers, Promise Plus Rewards Program. And you seem to come up with something new every season, every year. What do we have going on as we look ahead to 2021?
Yeah, you know, we're very proud of our Promise Plus Rewards program. It's truthfully more of a thank you to our customers. The customers that book early, obviously those are the greatest incentives with a seed company. The earlier you can book, the more it affects your bottom line as a grower. And that's what we wanted to create as a program, as a thank you to those growers that do that. So probably the greatest benefit of our program is offering the 0% financing, and not just through Peterson. We don't do that financing. We let you do that through your own hometown local bank. We know in these times sometimes cash is king, hard to get a hold of some cash, so we wanted farmers to be able to walk across the street, shake the hand, if they can, with their own banker, and be able to utilize that to purchase their inputs through Peterson Farm Seed. So our local Promise Plus financing is obviously probably the number one benefit of using the Promise Plus Rewards. But then, like you said, every year we try to do something new and exciting that gets people excited and give them another reason to want to buy and grow their order with Peterson Farm Seed. So the big thing for us this year is we're doing a long-term commitment program. So if you sign up for a minimum of 3 years in our program, it would be a Tier 5 or better, we'll be paying for a 3-year lease on a new Ford F-150. And we're really excited about that. We think that's just the tip of the iceberg going forward as far as long-term commitments. But as we've talked about, Rusty, some of the biggest things that are important to us at Peterson are commitments to our farmers, their commitment to us, and that partnership. And we want to make sure that we reward them economically for that commitment and that partnership.
Yeah, wow. The promise of a new pickup. I like that, Scott. So, just to throw a curveball at you, We've got the Big Iron Farm Show that is still on the calendar. And obviously, if a customer, a grower, wants to get out of the yard, get on the road, maybe check out a farm show, my goodness, which seems kind of... a new thing this year that we haven't had as many as we should have, but will Peterson Farm Seed have any kind of representation at Big Iron this year, Scott? What are you guys looking at from that perspective?
That's a great question. You know, we've obviously had a lot of internal conversation about what's truly best for everybody involved, including the safety of our own employees. And we know that some of the big names, John Deere, Bobcat, are not going to be at the Big Iron Show this year. We will have a booth. We will have a presence there, although at this point, I think it's probably going to be more of a virtual presence. We're going to have some information there. We're probably going to have a big life-size cutout of all four of our retail managers, so that if you come to Big Iron and you're looking to talk to somebody at Peterson, you're going to be able to pick up your phone and call them at that moment, because during those times they are going to be available. But we really wanted to keep their health and the health, quite frankly, of our customers in mind as well. So I don't know that we'll have anybody there in person, but we will have a booth, we will have information, and as I mentioned, kind of a neat thing, we're probably going to have four life-size cutouts of our retail managers, so you can give them a call, they'll have their number there, and they'll be waiting to talk to all of our customers.
You know, we're all trying to come up with new solutions to, you know, keep our relationships going together, and I think that's a great idea, and my hat's off to you that Peterson Farm Seed is going to be there, and that's an interesting, unique idea, Scott. I really like that.
Well, I got to give a lot of kudos, if you will, to our marketing team. They have great ideas, and we truly do. I know it is very cliched for companies to say that, but we truly do keep in mind both our employees and our customer base, and we just felt that this was the best decision for everybody. But I can tell you we're all looking forward to the day when we can go back to some hugs and some handshakes with our customers and kind of forget about all these additional safety measures we've got to take and put into place.
Absolutely, because when it comes to friends, when it comes to family, we've been missing those hugs. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I never thought I would say I miss hugs, but, you know, it's one of those things that you kind of take for granted, and not even being able to do those types of things on a regular basis really does take its toll, and we're looking forward to getting back to that normalcy.
Absolutely. We caught up this past week with Jim Ruland of Pioneer, based in South Dakota, to discuss some of the crop conditions in his area when it comes to corn, soybeans. Well, we're visiting August 20th on a Thursday and just discussing crop quality conditions ahead of the harvest. But as we were talking off mic just a moment ago, Jim, one thing that Eastern South Dakota producers are very familiar with is water hemp. But as you mentioned, in central and western counties of the state, it's popping up more and more. And we're still working through 2020, but as we look ahead to 2021, that's something that might be on the radar that growers have to keep in mind. What are you seeing, and what are you trying to share with your customers?
Yeah, so I think we all know what kind of challenging season we had again this year, Rusty. So our soybean crop has come around. We're starting to look pretty good, but one of the weeds that we always battle is kochia, so we're always heads up in central and western South Dakota on kochia. But a new guy's kind of sneaking. We've had a little in the past, Russ, but it's a lot more population, and it's really moving west. So those are two weeds we have to look out for, is water hemp. And we already knew about the kochia, but water hemp is one weed that the east guys have been battling, but we haven't battled as much to the west. So that's one I want to make sure guys have a heads up. And as we see some of these fields mature, you can see some of the water hemp starting to creep up there. So I know we've had some good programs out there herbicide-wise, but just a reminder, we'll have some Enlist E3 beans herbicide systems to look at. That's been a great program for water hemp, as I watched the east guys. So that's something to consider in 2021. Is, okay, we're going to have to kind of decide on a couple different herbicide traits, and this might be one that might be good for that weed specifically. So that's something to keep in mind, Russ.
Jim, what about on the corn side of things? When it comes to the corn, how are we coming along? From the talk, off mic again a moment ago, not a whole lot of dramatic problems out there in the crop.
Yeah, so, I mean, we had a little bit of challenge getting it in. There's some drowned out and that kind of thing. But overall, the crop looks amazing. We're probably 80 to 150 GDUs ahead for our world. So that probably puts us at maybe early September, mid-September for some of those early planted fields for black layer. So ahead of last year, it looks amazing. And the guys that side dress, top dress, I think with the amount of rain we had this year, those are going to be really some fields that respond and pay off for the guys great. So I think everybody's looking forward to the corn crop. It's going to be pretty amazing. Hoping Mother Nature cooperates. I know the last few weeks we've had some hail, we've had some wind events, and for the most part we have escaped those. But that's we're looking for 2020 for a good crop yield for our neighborhood.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question and the last question I had for you when it came to that derecho wind event that affected so many parts of the Midwest. As you said, we've had some hail damage, some wind damage, but you've really got your heart goes out to those folks in parts of Western Iowa and Illinois and Indiana, because if you look at social media, boy, oh boy, there is a lot of crop laying on the ground.
Yeah, it hit a big area, and it looks like it's kind of all or none situation there. And your heart goes out to those guys. Fortunately, we haven't had that in our neighborhood, but we've still got room to finish this crop, so hopefully those storms avoid our neighborhood. So, yeah. But a feel for the Iowa folks, definitely.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, well, thank you for your time, Jim. Thank you for the update, and we'll check in down the road once we get those combines rolling and kind of see what kind of yield results that we're going to get out of these soybean fields and corn fields.
a little reminder to the guys to be safe during harvest. It's going to get super busy here. And if you got any questions, talk to your local Pioneer sales rep.
That's what's happening in agriculture. I'm Rusty Halverson for the American Ag Network.
This has been the American Ag Network Week in Review. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week.